This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. In just a few minutes on Weekend Ozarks, we'll celebrate a quiet Sunday morning with our weekly montage, and Becca Martin Brown takes us out for Sunday lunch.
But first, a few notes. The Symphony of Northwest Arkansas has announced auditions for the Sona Singers, a group of the region's best choral singers. The ensemble is led by director Terry Hicks, one of Arkansas's most respected choral conductors. The Sona Singers serve as the anchor of the larger Sona Chorale, which performs choral masterworks with the symphony, conducted by Sona music director Paul Haas. The 2013-2014 repertoire, to include Brahms' Requiem and other works, to be announced at the first rehearsal. Rehearsals will be held weekly on Sunday afternoons. The audition dates are September 28th, a Saturday, and October 1st, a Tuesday. You can learn more by sending an email to Terry Hicks at thehicks14all@me.com.
We may ask Tim to put that on the web.
I think so. That's
a hard one to remember. The Center for Multicultural and Diversity Education at the University of Arkansas will begin its new Diverse Perspectives Dialogue Series with a panel discussion titled Trayvon Martin in Review, Messages for Today's America. The conversation and open forum begins 5:30 Tuesday evening in the Arkansas Union Theater on the UA campus. Organizers say the program is intended to promote healthy dialogue surrounding the issues involved in the Trayvon Martin case. Charles Robinson, the Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Community at the University, will moderate discussion. Panelists scheduled to be involved include Corey Anderson, who's Vice President of the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation, Patsy Watkins, a professor of journalism at the U of A, Laurent Sakharov, an assistant professor of law, Leon Jones, a criminal defense attorney, and Ron Harris, founder and president of the organization A Level Up. That's Tuesday evening at 5:30.
Jackie Crabtree, the mayor of Pea Ridge, Thursday announced the annual Pea Ridge Mule Jump. It will be held Saturday, October 12th at the Pea Ridge Old Stadium on Black Street in Pea Ridge. Last year, more than 6,000 attended this unique event. 6,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people. A 5K run will start the day's activities at 7:30 a.m. from the Old Stadium at Black Street Stadium in Pea Ridge. Opening ceremonies begin at the stadium at 9 a.m. Following opening ceremonies, a full day of events, including the halter class, that's a mule beauty pageant, barrel and flag races, pole bending, and the mule jumping competition will begin. The jump draws contestants from a 6-state area.
Yep, I've been there. It's a lot of fun. All right, so we've gone from the Sona Singers to a mule jump, now to Crystal Bridges, who says it's not a varied world we live in. Crystal Bridges will host a concert Friday night, October 4th, from 6:30 until 8. The New York City-based Cassatt String Quartet will present a unique musical exploration of Mary Cassatt, including the original composition, Mary Cassatt, Scenes from Her Life. It was commissioned by the UCA College of Fine Arts and Communication and composed by Bruce Adolph, Quizmaster of Performance Today's Piano Puzzlers. He'll be present at the concert to introduce the piece. So that's happening October 4th, just been announced recently. The concert will be accompanied by projected images of Cassatt's paintings and followed by a question and answer period with Bruce and members of the quartet. Admission, $10 for the public, free for members. More information available at crystalbridges.org.